Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan. Thanks for listening to Sputter Sela for an hour. She's quite something. There are, as you know, in this town, dozens, if not now, hundreds of honorary streets. The latest, the newest, comes, and many of them, I will tell you frankly, don't deserve the honor. They're people who are connected in weird ways to various areas in town. But on Monday at 1 o'clock, June 10th, at the corner of Ridge and Ardmore in front of Senn High School, there is going to be a new honorary street named in honor of the great film director William Friedkin. And the man responsible for this is on the phone now. Billy Maravitz is an old friend of mine, and he's a Chicago treasure. You did this for your old friend, Billy. Why?
Well, because he was a great friend. He's somebody I love, and he's a Chicago treasure. I mean, he grew up in Chicago on the North Side, started in WGN mailroom, and was friends with some of the rascals of Chicago, Studs Terkel and Nelson Algren. Played poker with those guys all the time. Went to Hollywood and won the Oscar for The French Connection. Tremendous acclaim for The Exorcist. Live and die in L.A. and directed many operas around the world. But he always loved coming home. He loved Chicago. He loved the North Side. He always asked me what was going on in the city. And his fabulous wife, Sherry Lansing, was from the South Side of Chicago. And she's another treasure. She's the first woman to head a movie studio.
Yeah.
She was the head of Paramount Studios. So I just thought, you know, he should be remembered. He loved Senn High School. Grew up right there on Foster and Sheridan. And I thought, what better way to remember him and honor my friend but to have a street named after him right in front of his high school.
I think it's a wonderful, you know how enthusiastic I was the minute you told me about that. Tell me, how did you and Billy Friedkin meet?
Well, we actually met because my wife at the time, Christy Hefner, was very close friends with his wife, Sherry Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a lot of time together, the four of us. We traveled together. We were in Aspen together. We went to see the changing of the leaves in the New England. And we spent a lot of time together here and at their home in Beverly Hills, and just kind of were inseparable, politically, movie wise, just great friends, and very, very sad to see him go. 2 weeks ago, I went to LA to visit Sherry Lansing,
mm-hmm.
his wife, and his son, Jack. Were there, and I'm still very close to. So Sherry and Jack will be back here on June 10th for the naming ceremony, and they're looking forward to coming back to Chicago.
You know,
their hometown.
You're a real Chicago guy too, and as a result, your friendship with Bill Friedkin must have been based on lots of shared memories of the Chicago that you knew growing up, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're both North Siders.
Yep.
And had a lot of memories about the North Sides. He was a basketball fanatic, loved basketball. Of course, I talked about Michael Jordan, and he was a fan of the Boston Celtics. And he was a friend of Red Auerbach, and Red Auerbach would let him come to the Boston Celtic practices where there were people like Larry Bird and playing, and he loved it. He thirsted on life. He loved life. He loved Chicago life, but he loved his movie life, his entertainment life. He was a raconteur and kind of a guy that Damon Runyon would write about.
Well, there's a famous story about he and Studs playing poker, and one night during a blizzard, being could have cleaned. I don't know whose house they were playing. Nelson Algren was not a great poker player, but there's a story that the two of them got cleaned out at somebody's house and they had to walk back home in an incredible blizzard because they had no money. You've heard that
absolutely
story.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Billy has told me that story, walking home in the snow, in the blizzard, freezing cold, soaking wet. But that's a little taste of Chicago.
Did he come back often to visit? I spent some time with him here, a few years ago when he came back to show clips of his when Billy Friedkin worked for WGN TV. He took it upon himself. He was at a party and he heard a story about a man named Paul Crump, who was supposedly innocent of the murder for which he'd been convicted and was spending time in jail. He made, and I know you've seen the movie, the Paul Crump story, one of the most amazing movies I've ever seen. It helped get Crump out of jail, too.
That's right. He came back here. He was honored by the Chicago Film Festival.
Yep.
And they showed the movie Crump, and then they interviewed him on stage after that. He loved coming back here. He looked forward to any chance he could to come back here. Didn't get back here as often as he liked, but he really loved it. And Lizzie thought, you know, someday he would even love to come back and retire here. But, of course, he had all these things going on in Hollywood. His last movie was the court-martial of Kane Mutiny.
Yeah.
Which was TV. It did a great job with that. So, you know, Chicago was very, very close to his heart.
You know, the other thing, when did you, Billy Meravitz, broach this idea to his widow, Sherry Lansing, or were you just sitting around talking one day out in California and it just came up organically? Or did she bring it up?
Well, it's funny. I brought it up because I brought it up several years ago. Huh. And I said, you know, I'd like to have a street named after both of you, and let me handle it. I'll do Billy Street in front of Senn High School and Sherry Street in front of the U of C Lab School, where she gave $1 million.
Wow.
And they named the theater after her. But the city council in Chicago had changed the law that you can't name streets anymore after people who are still living.
Wow.
So my plan went awry, but then again, when Billy died, I thought, well, you know, unfortunately, here's my chance to still name a street after him. And so I had discussed it with Sherry. She was thrilled about it originally when I was going to do it for both of them.
Yeah.
And of course, when I called her and I said I wanted to do this, she was very happy about it and is anxious, very much looking forward to coming in and spending time with her friends and her family and being at the ceremony on June 10th.
You know, I think it's 1 o'clock. It's a Monday, June 10th, 1 o'clock at the corner of Ridge and Ardmore, right in front of Senn High School, where my mother also went to Senn High School. It will be a – are you because you are a producer of some renown and fame, Billy Meravitz, are you producing the event? Do you know who's going to speak? Because I think the public should go to this thing.
Oh, I'd love to have the public go. I'd love to have the public go. I guess in a manner of speaking, I am producing the event. I think the alderman will be there, new alderman in the 48th Ward, Lenny, will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Sherry will speak. Perhaps his son, Jack, will speak.
What does his son do, Billy? Can I ask?
Jack is in real estate.
Okay.
In real estate in California and other places in the country, but is doing very, very well. He's a wonderful young man. I'm anxious for you to meet him. He's just a terrific young man. Loves his father. Loved every minute he spent with his father. Played and talked basketball with his father. You know, Rick, this is a weird thing about the city of Chicago. I went to Senn High School. I started off as a freshman with my dear friend Harold Ramis.
Oh, wow.
At Senn High School. And then they built Mather High School. And all the kids who live west of Western, they took us out of Senn and they moved us as sophomores into Mather High School.
There
were no juniors or seniors.
Wow.
We came from Senn. That's right. But Harold lived east of west, and he stayed at Senn. I went to Mather.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's so funny. Well, you were closer to Wolfie's Hot Dogs then, right?
That's exactly right.
That's
exactly. Blukies.
Flukies and Wolfies, right. Sen was, Sen's had a lot of, I think, didn't Ira Burkow, didn't your friend Ira Burkow go to Sen?
Ira Burkow, who I just talked to about an hour ago, went to Sullivan.
Oh, Sullivan, that's right, Sullivan.
He went to Sullivan, right, right.
But there is,
and he would be so flattered that you mentioned him.
Oh, Ira, just look up the name Ira Burkow, B-E-R-K-O-W. He's written a number of great books about sports. He's won the Pulitzer Prize when he was with the New York Times. You know, one thing I want to ask you before I let you go, Billy, is that, you know, there's a bond that people of a certain generation, that's sort of all the way to mine, formed when they were growing up in Chicago, that is as tight a bond as one could possibly imagine. I know you are friends with all sorts of people who were contemporaries of yours. What is it about Chicago, Billy? You must have thought about this. What is it about Chicago that
you know? I'm not sure, Rick, but it's our love for Chicago, and we treasured our childhood.
Yeah.
And growing up here, we really treasured all those things. And we always say, you remember this, you remember that? And it goes back 50 years.
Yeah.
50
yeah.
years,
yeah.
really. I can still remember times at Sen, times at Mather High School, when I went to the University of Illinois. And it's just, you know, it was a different, you know, Rick, it was a different time. We played ball after school.
Yep.
We knew when the sun was going down, our fathers were coming home. The door was unlocked.
Yeah.
Our mothers didn't know exactly where we were, but we were out playing ball in the street or in the park. Different time.
Yeah, I really think part of the reason I and you and others drift back there is it was a real innocent time. Kids cannot grow up the way we grew up, and I think that's sad. That's just sad. But back to it. Billy Maravitz is the man responsible, he's sort of the producer. He had a great play. He wrote. He's a playwright, too. He had the great play Miracle some time ago about the Cubs. It's a musical. And he is sort of responsible for a new street being named in honor of William Friedkin, the great director of probably most famously The French Connection and The Exorcist, but also an astonishing documentary about a man named Paul Crump. On Monday at 1 p.m., just around lunchtime, June 10th, at the corner of Ridge and Ardmore, right in front of Sen High School. I hope it's a beautiful, nice day. And all of you people, go out and see Sherry Lansing and Billy Maravitz and maybe even Bill Friedkin's son. It's a great thing you've done, Billy, and you're a good guy.
Well, it's going to be wonderful. And Sherry, God bless her, is going to speak to the students at Sen High School after the ceremony about movie making, life in Hollywood, entrepreneurship, getting ahead.
Yeah.
And she's going to talk to the kids. And I think that's wonderful of her.
Sounds like a great day. It's a good thing you've done for an old friend of yours. Billy Maravitz, take care of yourself.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Okay, sure. You bet. You bet.